Hi, thanks for holding. Is this Jeremy?
Yes.
Oh, hi, Jeremy. My name's Tina, and I'm one of the technicians in the department that handles pricing for your area. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing great, too. Happy Monday and happy early Thanksgiving, right?
All right.
Are you ready for the holiday?
Yeah, I enjoy Thanksgiving now.
Oh, most men do, right? You never get between a man and his food. That's one thing I've learned over the years.
Good food.
Good food. Yeah, that homemade food is like the comfort food, so it's always nice to have that, you know. So. Yeah. Now, I know you were speaking with Tara, and she's really good as far as explaining the program, but did you have any questions regarding where you're going to appear on the search results or how this works other than pricing?
Just other than pricing, that's about really all I needed to know right now and see how much it's going to be to do all that.
Okay.
Post up there.
You got it. Of course. Yeah, you know, that tells me that she did a pretty decent job explaining it, too, so I really appreciate the feedback. And the main benefit, of course, is in the exclusivity, meaning that the position just became available. We are filling it today. So if it's something that you'd like to take advantage of, once we begin working with you, we're actually going to block out the entire category, meaning that we cannot work with anyone else that does what you do. And I'm sure you can see the benefits of being on the first page in front of your competitors, right?
Right. That's perfect.
Yeah, without a doubt. Yeah, because that will maximize the jobs that come to you, you know? So price-wise...
Yeah, that'll bring me more jobs. So.
Absolutely, without a doubt. So we can set it at a flat rate month-to-month of $299. There's a one-time setup fee of $99 to get you programmed in. So the initial investment would be $398. And what that will include for you would be not only your first page listing on Google and Bing, but also we would program you into some of the popular directories that are in your area, as well as the mobile platform. So, for instance, you know how most people these days do the searches from their smartphones?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So that's a different search result altogether. And once we program Muncie Tree and Landscape Services into that mobile platform, now you're going to become available from all of the searches conducted from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And as you know, that's a huge market that you'll be able to capitalize on. And then...
Right.
Because we're a premier partner to Google, Google also lets us bundle our services with Facebook ads. Do you have a business Facebook set up yet?
Yes, I do.
Excellent. Okay. So how it works is, you know how when you search for pretty much anything online, chances are next time you go to your Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad for that popping up, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So that doesn't happen by accident. That happens because the search engines are tracking what people in your area are searching for. So we'll make sure that if they're searching for anything that's relevant to what you offer, then next time they go on their Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad for Muncie Tree and Landscape Services coming up. So it's designed to bring you even more new clients coming from the social media platform. And then you'll have a detailed tracking system which will show you, you know, how many new clients you receive from Google, how many came from Facebook. You'll also see which keywords they typed in to find you. And if they use their GPS directions to locate you, you'll see which zip codes they're coming from. So that way everything is very transparent. And, you know, being that this is a monthly subscription, I'm sure it's something that you'd like to take advantage of and give a shot. And that way you can see how well it works, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I'm excited for you. You're going to absolutely love this, Jeremy. So I'll send you a confirmation email. What's the best email address to use?
For the company, it's Muncie Tree at MuncieTreeCare@gmail.com.
I always say this when I talk to a tree service, but you must be a daredevil to go up in the in those trees right? Yeah, you have to be in the little harness and the ropes, and I see how high they climb up. And oh, we had these two huge eucalyptus trees removed from the front of our house, and it was amazing because they went up there and did the branches first, but then they started cutting the stump down by like pieces. And when they would like let go of one of the pieces, it would like shake the ground. It felt like an earthquake. I mean, it was massive, those stumps, you know? Yeah. Amazing. Amazing how you guys do that. So, question is, do you have an alternate phone number that we could use for internal purposes, or does everything go through this main number?
Well, the number you've called right now is actually the business number. I have a personal number too.
Okay, so I'll take the personal, and that would just be used if our technician needed you or something and they couldn't get you on the business line. But as far as the for the client calls, we'll use this number. So what's the personal number?
Right. Mm-hmm. Personal number is
276-970-2973. 276-970-2973, correct?
Correct.
Okay, now for the business listing on Google, do you want it to show with the LLC on there or without it? We could do Muncie Tree and Landscape Services LLC, or you could just have it Muncie Tree and Landscape Services. What's your preference?
Muncie Tree and Landscape Services, fine.
Okay. That's what I say, too. It's funny. Some people will tell me, I have an LLC or I have an Inc. and I have to have it on there. And I tell them, that's fine. You know, it's a preference. But my thought is that when somebody sees you on the first page, they're going to be more concerned that you're local and you're credible and you can get the job done rather than, you know, if you have an LLC on there or not. But, you know, I always tell people,
sure.
If you want it, you can. So now is the 203 Loggers Lane, is that the business address?
Yes.
Okay, and then Bluefield 24605. And I'm just looking at the notes that Tara sent me. Do you have a website yet?
I do not. I planned on doing that tonight, so I'm going to be having that soon.
Do you have the domain already?
I do not. I'll have to get that too.
Okay. Reason I ask you is that we also build Google compliant websites here. They charge an extra $400 to put them together, but I can probably explain the situation to my director and get an override to include that for you at no additional cost. So since you were going to build one tonight anyway, I can, you know, at least try to include the site because it's, you know, 2025. You're probably going to need that, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so let me just send this out so we can get the site included. And then that'll save you a little bit of money. You won't have to buy the domain or anything because we'll do one during the client interview. So what I'll do is secure the position and block off the category, and then I'll create an appointment for later today or tomorrow for my technician to call you, and that's when they're going to go over your keywords and your service area and building your new website. So if you have a logo or before and after photos or examples of your work, that's perfect. Get it over to them. If not, that's okay too. We can use stock photos initially because our objective is to be, you know, to get it up and running. And then if you have content that you send us, you know, a couple of weeks from now or down the road, anything you send to us, you know, down the road, it's all free of charge as far as the updates, meaning it'll be included in the package, okay?
Okay.
All right, perfect.
And,
so now
what's the price going to run on all that?
Oh, it's $299 month to month. It requires a short-term 3-month agreement initially, and that's just because anytime you deal with new marketing, you should probably, you know, invest a quarter into it so you can get ample results. After that, you can cancel at any time. Now, the $99 setup fee goes on the first payment only, so the initial investment would be just $398 today.
Okay, $398 today?
Mm-hmm. Yep. And that's a discounted rate. Okay. We're doing a special for the newer businesses and also for Black Friday. So on our website, you'll see this package sells for $599 monthly, but I'm applying that special for you. So you'll be grandfathered into it where it'll never go up. And I'll send you an email in a moment that says terms and conditions. And once you acknowledge it with your e-signature, that's what will grandfather in the pricing for you. Okay.
Okay, is that including the website too, or is that a different site?
No. I'm getting an override to include the site for you. I don't want you to pay extra for that. So, yeah, we can definitely get that included. And then did you want to use a debit or a credit card? What works best?
I have a business card I'll use.
Okay.
It's a debit.
Does it, since it's business card, does it have the business name or your name or both?
It has my name, and it has Muncie Tree on it as well, so it has both.
Okay. Any middle name or initial for you, or just first and last?
It's Jeremy Raymond Muncie is what's on the card, but I have four names.
Okay. I'm going to just do it the way the card shows it, just so it matches. So, you know, if you have four names, you know, that's okay too, but I just want to make sure it matches. So for that, it would be Jeremy Raymond Muncy, correct?
Yes, correct.
What's the fourth name that we left out? I'm just curious.
It's Paul, Jeremy Raymond Paul Muncy.
Oh, are those all family names, like people that you're named after in your family? Or?
Yes, I'm actually Raymond the third, so, but there's no third in there. I got it from my great-grandpa, his papa, and my dad, too.
Yeah, you know, I have a friend, she named her son William Riley, and he's actually William the Third, but that's only official on paperwork. His whole life, everybody's called him Riley. Like, nobody knows that his official name is William.
Right.
But I think they did it that way just to make the dad and the grandpa happy, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Paper, you know, when they announce it, you know, William Riley, you know, everybody thinks he's named after, which he is, but nobody
knows. Oh, yeah, for
that.
Sure. Make everybody happy.
Exactly. Now, is the 203 Loggers Lane also the billing address, or is it a P.O. box or a different address for billing?
It's the same address. It's the same.
Excellent. Okay, so that makes it easy. So then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
All right, it's 4253 2460 0456 4915
And expiration?
1228.
And the code?
589.
Okay. And then what I'm going to do right now is go through a voice verification recording, and that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. And then I'll create that appointment for my technician to call you, and that's where they're going to go over your keywords and getting you set up. Some of this is a little repetitive of what I just asked you. It's going to have you repeat the business name and whatnot, so just kind of bear with me, okay?
Okay, that's fine.
Thank you. So this says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Jeremy Muncy. I'm sorry. I said that wrong. It's Muncy Tree and Landscape Services.
Excellent. And then please state your name and title with the company.
Jeremy Raymond Paul Muncy.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and you're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, and then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Thank you. That's just to make sure it doesn't conflict with the programming we're doing. And the payment for your initial term and account setup will be charged today, November 24th, in the non-refundable amount of just $398. Your billing will automatically renew each month on the 24th in the amount of $299. There's a short-term 3-month agreement. Starting the 4th month, you may cancel your service at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for the next month of service, you would just contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation term?
Yes.
Excellent. Okay, so that concludes the voice verification recording. And I see that since Tara put a note in here that you're trying to go full-time with the tree service and kind of scale back on the mining, I want to let you know that you are eligible for an upgrade into our ideal package, which would bundle this package that you're getting with the Google Guaranteed Leads. They're actually calling them Google Verified Leads now. Have you heard of that program?
I have not.
Okay, so let me explain it to you. It's a brand new program Google released about May of last year, and the reason it's formerly known as Google Guaranteed is you'd have to pass a background check in order to participate. So you're licensed and insured and all of that good stuff?
Mm-hmm. I don't have the insurance yet.
Oh, okay. Virginia, it doesn't require a license for this, but it would require a certificate of insurance, general liability with minimum $100,000. So that's good, because when you do get your certificate of insurance, probably you're going to get $500,000 or $1 million, you know. So usually when they require an amount, it's lesser than what the company actually has. Were you planning on getting that in the near future, or is that something you're going to push for down the road to get the insurance?
No, it's in the near future for sure.
Okay. Because if it is in the near future, you can bundle this package with the Google Verified Leads, and we call that our ideal package. And it would require a $250 application fee, and that's so that you pass the background check. And if you do that, what they do is they absorb that $99 setup fee into the $250. So you pay it just $150 more today, so it would be $549. And then that approval process takes about 4 to 8 weeks for that program to get approved. Since it's a newer program, we're knocking them out closer to the 4-week mark. So once you're Google Verified approved, I would call you or someone from that department would call you and say, okay, congratulations. We're going to start your activation budget, which would equal 13 leads within the month or $348. Now, your leads are only going to run you roughly $26.67 each. And I say roughly because it might be a smaller job where the lead's only $22, or it might be a bigger job where the lead's $32. But how this would differ from like a Thumbtack or an Angie's lead is that those companies will sell the lead to you and to everybody out there, right? Meaning there's nothing exclusive. Google is not interested in selling leads to multiple companies. So if a lead comes to you through the Google Verified program, it's exclusive to you. So you're going to have a much higher chance of converting it. And then our department monitors it, and you only pay the lead fee if it's a valid lead that's in your area. So let's say somebody calls you off the Google Verified and says, hey, Jeremy, are you hiring? I'm looking for a job. You're not going to pay for that because that's not a lead, right? Or if someone calls you and says, you know, hey, I need a tree removed and I'm in Las Vegas, you're not going to pay for that because that's not your service area, right? So that's a huge benefit to this, because with those typical lead services, if you get a bogus lead, you have to kind of go in and manage it and dispute it. And sometimes it happens so frequently, it's hard to manage. So with this, you don't have to put any time into it because our department would automatically do that for you. And then you don't have to take on 13 leads within the month. So let's say that you're already ranking on the first page of Google, your Facebook ads are running. Let's say that you take on 3 or 4 leads and they're all big jobs and you don't want to take on any more. Then what would happen is the next month you would just pay for the 3 or 4 leads that you took in addition to your monthly service fee. So people that are combining this, you know, into our ideal package are telling us that it's the highest revenue return they've seen of anything that they've tried online. And I wanted to mention it to you because if you're trying to go full force with the tree service, that would definitely be the best way for you to do it. So are you thinking you'd like to try that as well?
I will do that when I get my insurance so we can just go straight into that. So I'll wait on that one and just get what I'm getting now. And I'll wait till I get the insurance before we do that one.
Okay. Yeah. Cause if you were to do it now, they would send you the application now and it would ask you to upload your certificate of insurance. So I don't want you to put the cart before the horse either, you know, and have an application sent and maybe you're going to table that for a couple of weeks, which is fine, but I'll send you an email on it just so you have like a visual of what your company would look like if you had that Google verified lead program. And then for now, for the client interview, that will take approximately 30 or 40 minutes. And let me see what's open, and then we'll schedule you. So I have to look at their calendar. Are you hosting Thanksgiving, or do you have some good cooks around you that are going to do the heavy lifting?
No, I got good cooks.
Oh, that's nice. Good. I figured, because you said you were excited to eat, so I figured, yeah.
My husband
is like my sous chef. We host it every year for our kids and our grandkids, but I get so stressed out because, you know, I work full-time, and then I have to, you know, get the table set and everything cooked. So he'll stay up the night before and do all of the chopping and peeling. So all I have to do in the morning is just start cooking. It's so nice. Everything's already ready for me.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It helps out for sure. And cleanup's always a mess, too.
Yeah, he does that, too. That's, you know what? I don't ever give him credit for that, but he does that, too. When everybody's done eating, he'll be standing there, like, loading the dishwasher, getting everything organized, and so that by the time we have dessert, like, all the mess is already cleaned up, you know? It's really nice. So, we could do it at 3:30. No, I'm sorry, 4:35 or 5:30 today for the client interview.
Let's do 5:30 today.
Okay.
Yeah,
I figured you were going to pick that. Since you said you were going to work on the site tonight, I'm like, that's closer into the evening, so I figured you'd pick that 5:30. So let me just really quick grab this. And then lastly, because you got the special pricing that's not available to the general public, I want you to go in there and acknowledge it with your e-signature. So did you get that text from me right now that, oh, actually, I have to process the payment, and that will initiate the text. Give me a second here.
Yeah, I was about to say, I didn't get nothing yet.
Okay, so on this payment, it said insufficient funds. Do you have to transfer money in, or is there a different card you'd like to use instead?
No, that should have been it. I should have had everything there. I don't know why that didn't go through.
It could be. We're
on the West
Coast. I
might have to call the bank and have them approve it.
That's what I was going to say. Sometimes they'll send you a little like, hey, Local Splash is trying to process $398. Is this okay? So you can call the bank, get it to approve, and then I can, you know, call you back in, you know, 15, 20 minutes or so. Or if you think it'll be good, I could just process the payment, and then that will initiate that text to go out for you to acknowledge the pricing so that you get grandfathered into the
Yeah, bank. I've already done that, so you could probably process it now.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah, it's funny how banks have a mind of their own, but I'm happy they do that. I used to get so annoyed because it would happen in stores. I was one time shopping for my daughter's graduation. I was buying like $500 worth of food, and I was at the register, and it was so embarrassing. My card wouldn't go through. And I remember having to, like, call the bank and be on hold, and they had to authorize the charge. And I was so mad. I think I yelled at them. I said, this is my money. How dare you tell me what to do with it? But then afterwards, I thought about it, and I'm like, wait a minute. They're trying to protect me. If it was someone else at the store trying to purchase $500, I would have been happy that they stopped it, you know?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So now I have, yeah, a little bit different perspective on it. I think it was just, you know, the stress of everything going on at the time. So, it declined again. So, do you want to check and make sure that the 98 is available?
Yeah. I'll have to call them and see what's going on there.
Yeah. Sometimes people tell me like they made a deposit and they thought it cleared right away, but then the bank decided to hold it for 3 days or something. So it could be something like that behind the scenes where you have funds in there. It's just that they didn't release it yet. So I'll text you my direct line, Jeremy. My name is Tina. I'm at extension 777. So that way you can call me, once you get it squared away. If I don't hear from you, I'll call you in like 20 minutes or so, okay?
Okay, that sounds fine.
Okay, perfect. Okay, I'll talk to you in a little bit.
All righty. Thank you. Bye.
Okay, you're very welcome. Bye.
You have been kicked from this conference.